flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you, there is so much drama and it is so exciting. I have to make sure I take my blood pressure medicine every morning and check twice a day because this presidential race is heating up. And Vice President Harris is meeting with top vice presidential contenders this weekend, one of which is our own Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. I mean, this has got to be a delight to political pundits and political experts who have been following politics and covering politics for decades. And so I had to get his take, his scoop, the 411 from my friend Eric Escala, the host of Almanac Friday nights on TPT and a WCCO radio alum. Eric, this is your Shaletta Show debut.
Yeah, I hope I'm worthy.
You've been around here a time or two. I think you're going to do all right.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. You got to just jump right in. You have got to be giddy like a kid in a candy store with all these political stories floating around. I mean, we could just talk the whole 3 hours about this presidential race, the congressional districts that are up for grabs, the vice presidential candidate picking and vetting. This is fun stuff.
Yeah, business is picking up, isn't it, Shaletta? You dove right in today in the morning paper. I don't know if you've told the listeners about it, but you've staked your claim in the firmly in the Governor Walz for vice president camp.
Well, you know, I bring a unique perspective, and I was thinking about this. I was having lunch earlier this week with a fellow University of Minnesota professor, Sarah Gullist. She and I were sitting, and we were talking, and you know what's been going on all week. Everybody who's ever taken a picture with Tim Walz is posting it on the social media timeline, right? Because we want to let everybody know we know the governor, right?
Right.
And so she was showing
you at the State of the State.
He did. He did. And so she was showing her pictures and I was showing my pictures. And she was saying, well, I think that he makes a good vice presidential candidate because he's a teacher. He's a former military veteran. And he's, you know, he's a dad. He's a husband. And I said, well, you know what? I think he makes a good vice presidential candidate because he's had a history of supporting black women. And it clicked in my mind at that moment that I needed to write a column about this because she had no idea what I was talking about. And this man signed the Crown Act, Juneteenth as a state holiday, Family Separation Act. And, you know, he was right there with me when I created Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol and addressed health disparities when I told him I wasn't going to get vaccinated because I didn't trust the healthcare system. And so just over time, I've seen this man support women of color, you know, naming Peggy Flanagan to be the lieutenant governor, the highest ranking Native American legislator in the country. And just to see that history and that pattern lets me know that he can support this president because she's going to be glad as night. He got to be the pip. OK, this is not.
How do you think he stacks up as second in command to Vice President Harris. Do you think they make a good team, a compatible team?
I do. I really do, Eric. And like I said, I do because, you know, and it's sad, but in this day and age, there are still a lot of white men who have not had a lot of experience with strong black female leaders. And so he doesn't have a learning curve in that area. And he understands our struggles. He understands how to support a black woman. And that's going to be key. And I don't know if Eric Holder's firm is asking that question, but I need to see a track record. How do you support black women? And if they don't know, if they never work with a black woman, never work for a black woman, I don't know if those people should be the person who's picked.
How should Kamala Harris play the racial identity and the gender issues that are coming up? How should she play those, do you think?
Okay, first of all, this is my show. I'm supposed to be asking you the questions. Okay, I have a long list of things we're supposed to be talking about, and you asking me the questions. You know, I don't think she should shy away from them. You know, in years past, Eric, especially, you know, if we even look back to when Barack Obama was running for president, you know, people were making a big deal about the code switching, and they were showing videos of when he would talk to black people and then when he would talk to white people. I mean, Ken Peele even did a skit on it on their comedy show on Comedy Central. And so, you know, they were very conscious about that. You know, and I don't think people are shying away from who they are anymore.
Okay.
I don't think that she is shying away from being a black woman, graduated from a historically black college, pledged the first African American sorority that was ever created in this country. And also, you know, her other heritage, you know, she's not shying away from that. You can see the pictures, you can see the history. And you know, in years past, for black people to be accepted, I would say, in politics and in our careers, we had to be as white as possible. And those days are over. You know, we're just coming in, we're being who we are, and if you accept us, you accept us. And if you don't, that's fine too. But people are not code switching like they used to. They're not straightening their hair. They're not lightening their skin. We're showing up as our true, authentic selves, and we're asking that you support us in this way.
Okay. Your questions.
Yeah, I don't have no questions. You done sucked all my brain matter. I'm going to have to ask Steve Thompson if he can come host the rest of the damn show, because you done came on here and questioned me on my show. See, that's why I don't like smart people on my show.
The theme song that they picked up, Beyonce, Freedom?
I love Freedom. I love Freedom with Kendrick Lamar. Now, had you heard Freedom before then? Because I know you do a lot of music listening. Now, had you heard that song before?
Well, I'd heard just snippets of it, but I've been listening to the whole thing now, and it's powerful.
It's very intense. And this is the truth, and I'm not a crier, but every time I listen to it, I tear up a little bit. Because for me, I start thinking about people like Fannie Lou Hamer, who... you know, this woman was trying to get people to vote in Mississippi and help black people, because that's back when they had like a literacy test and all this other kind of stuff to help them pass the literacy test. And I don't know if you know this story. You probably do. But police arrested her and took her to the jail, and they gave the biggest black male inmate a baton, and they had him to beat Fannie Lou Hamer all night until he got too tired. And then they went and got another inmate, woke him up, and beat her with that same baton. So she was beaten all night by two men with a baton. And then they threw her the next day into a ditch to die. And do you know what she did? She crawled home, and then she got herself cleaned up. And you know what she did? She went back out to help people pass that literacy test so they could register to vote. So when I hear Freedom, I think about women like Fannie Lou Hamer that they want to ban out of the history books and ban from the educational curriculum in schools because they don't want people to learn about her. I think about her and the sacrifices she made. So that song reminds me of her. So that's why I tear up when I hear, but it is very powerful. It is very powerful. You know what? You done messed me up now. I don't even know what my questions are. I don't know which direction we going in. And now we got to take a damn commercial break because I still got to ask you questions about stuff. I hope you can stick around since you done took over the show. This is the Eric Escala Show. Okay, this is the Eric Escala Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.